Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And on this episode of Flash in the Pan, it's time for Energy Sword Sunday.
We grew up in a world of online animation. And we're digging you out for your consideration. Bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the Pan. Flash in the Pan.
Hi, and welcome back to Flash in the Pan.
Wow, welcome back to Tom's new gaming laptop.
Yeah, the reason that this episode is a little bit late is because I've spent a while saving up for and finally acquiring an actual laptop that works. And I'm happy with it.
For gaming?
I mean, it should... It's not like a high-end, you know, £3,000 Alienware thing. It's just an HP, but it should run at least two games.
You don't want Alienware because those catch fire.
Do they?
They have been known to do that in the past. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know if they don't have the greatest reputation. Alienware.
I only know them because it's a gamer brand.
It's actually not. Not a well liked brand because they don't make good things.
Oh, okay. That's immaterial to the rest of this.
It kind of is because what we're here to talk about is the Flash animations that were made in Flash and put on online.
And they're animated usually.
Many, many years ago.
Some are more animated than others, as we've covered in depth.
Yes. Yeah.
And we've got a couple of beloved.
Yes.
Beloved properties to share with you. And the first one is, it's taken a while for us to get to this, mm-hmm. because we are both capital G gamers.
Yeah.
Alex especially. and so we are going to be looking at the rather infamous and beloved collaboration project, There's Something About Halo 2.
When you first saw Halo, were you blinded by its majesty?
Blinded?
Paralyzed, dumbstruck, flabbergasted?
No. It was because of you that Master Chief destroyed Halo.
Halo?
Halo!
Order!
I shall continue my campaign against the humans.
Fight the humans, he says. What you did was unacceptable.
Nay, it was heresy.
Bloody hell it was!
Noble Hierarchs. Surely
and we're back.
There's a lot there.
So I should preface any discussion we have by saying that I've never played any Halo games.
Really?
I never had an Xbox.
Never played Halo 2 together?
Never.
Never?
Literally never.
What the fuck?
I've seen bits of Halo, and yes. I think I watched your LP of the first one.
Yes. I think may have watched me play some of 4.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I remember nothing about Halo. I know the names of the protagonists and the antagonists and the other antagonists.
Yeah.
And I recognize, like, 2 locations.
Those are all the locations in the game. Congratulations.
And the music.
Yes.
That's it. I am not a Halo boy. I have never been a Halo boy.
Yeah.
And even when I had the chance to be a Halo boy, when I briefly had a 360...
You weren't.
I just didn't.
Fair enough.
So I await your flame emails. Bring it, gamers.
I think at this point...
Xbox.
Ooh. I think at this point it's been so long since Halo was like a really big deal that like if nowadays you go, I've never played Halo, everyone's like... Yeah. Okay.
So you'll have to explain to me the plot of everything going on.
Right. Jesus Christ.
But you know what? This gives us an interesting perspective because you are a long-time Halo gal.
Played...
You're basically Cortana IRL.
Basically.
Except not purple.
Not purple.
Not usually.
And I don't spend, like, literally all of my time, like, in the nudes. I put clothes on most of the time.
As far as you know, listeners.
But as far as they know. I played Halo 1 for the PC For a while until I got an Xbox in like 2006.
Alright.
And then I moved on to Halo 2, and then played Halo 3 from its release.
And Halo Reach.
And Halo Reach.
And Halo 4.
And then after Reach, I kind of dropped off for a while.
Okay.
I didn't get into 4 because at that point I was like, I'd played 1, 2, 3, ODST.
Oh yeah,
Odyssey. And Reach. Like, and I was like, I've played so much Halo, I think it's time for a break.
That's
so
a huge
I
amount
literally
of Halo.
Just took a break for several years, and kind of come back to it. I actually bought Halo Reach for the PC like not too long ago, and it still holds up pretty good as a shooter from 2011.
Gosh,
it's still pretty good.
We're so old.
It's still Halo, and I like that.
No. Okay. Well, we only need knowledge of Halos 1 and 2 for this one.
Okay, easy.
Because something about Halo 2. So we had a request for there's something about Halo 2. And so we did the research and so on.
Yeah.
And we watched it. Realizing too late that this is actually the second
sequel.
This is the sequel to the original. There's something about Halo, which
yeah.
we will cover in future.
We will have to go backwards.
Yeah, this is specifically there's something about Halo 2,
the
yes.
second one.
So just that little asterisk is going to sit there in the corner yeah. and judge us.
Dang it! Oh well. Never mind.
Anyway, let's start with the first sketch.
Yes.
Because this is a series of 5 sketches.
Yes, it is.
Much like, for instance, The Matrix Has You, which we covered way back when.
Yep.
And it is by Legendary Frog.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Joseph Blanchett himself.
Yep.
And it's entitled Heretic.
Yes.
So what's going on here, setting-wise?
Okay, so... this scene is literally pulled directly from the beginning of Halo 2.
Right.
So in Halo 2, you play as Master Chief, and also you play as the Arbiter, who is the alien that's like on trial here at the beginning.
Okay.
So the guy who becomes the Arbiter was like one of the, I think, like the main dude who's like leading the charge against the Master Chief on the first Halo. But obviously, he fucked it massively, and... Because there's a Halo 2,
yep.
And the first Halo the Master Chief lands on was just, like, obliterated by the Master Chief.
Yes.
And all the blame is being placed wrongly, squarely, on this one
on
alien.
This, on this one Elite, or Sangheili.
Elite, oh, Sangheili, yeah, there you go.
I told you I know some
of
their names.
Yeah.
And
he gets tried for treason, like, it's entirely his fault that Halo blew up. It absolutely wasn't.
Nice.
And then he becomes the Arbiter, and basically to pay for his past transgressions.
He had to clean up his own mess.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
And you had to play as him, and it's pretty cool because you get to like go invisible like nearly whenever you want. Obviously, it's a limited thing, but
okay,
yeah, it's cool. And obviously, there's a much bigger like emphasis on like the sword in the gameplay because that's the weapon that they had in the first Halo when the aliens had the sword but you couldn't have it.
Oh, I see.
But then in Halo 2 they brought it in and everyone lost their fucking minds.
Well, because it's the sword. Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Like the guy is he's on trial. The alien's on trial and he's like, oh, it's heresy, and it's a parody on that. And then we have the award ceremony on the human side.
Yeah.
And it literally plays out like it does in the cartoon, where Master Chief gets all these accolades, and then Commander Keyes' daughter, Commander Keyes being like the captain of the Pillar of Autumn,
yeah.
where Master Chief wakes up,
yep.
where his whole campaign starts, she gets absolutely fucking nothing at all. Master Chief gets all these
wow.
commendations and...
Miranda
Keyes gets absolutely nothing. And that's how it plays out in the actual game as well.
Brilliant.
And then we have the scene, we go back to where we have they do the line read for like maybe one of the fucking best lines in the series, which is, if they came to hear me beg, they will be disappointed.
That's a good line.
And they fucking chase the scene. So in the actual game, we like He, like, sears him with a poker.
He gets branded.
He gets branded with the Arbiter symbol, but they change this over the...
He's just over the...
Spanked.
He's just spanked.
Literally got me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in the game, he gets branded with the Arbiter symbol, and then becomes the Arbiter. And then after that, it kind of devolves. We stray away from that. We get the video game accomplishments.
Yeah. So that's the plot of the first sketch. Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of follows along mostly with the actual beginning of Halo 2, and then it jumps off the edge with the video game awards.
Yeah.
Where Master Chief wins the
best sign of Jeff Keighley
video
though.
Game. No, this was before
Jeff Keighley was
Was
a standalone megastar.
Before he was in the public consciousness.
Yeah. What a time to be alive.
Before Jeff.
Where were you, BG?
Before Jeff.
Wait, is it Jeff with a G or a J?
G. It's with a G. G-E-O-F-F.
Ah, yes.
Jeff.
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 Jeff. So, this has got some pretty good jokes.
It does.
I do like at the beginning of this particular scene, like, there are some really nice set pieces. I mean, obviously they're just copied shot for shot from the game, but
almost, yeah.
But like recreating them with flash objects and, you know, nice gradients and so on, it just looks nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. I do like that it starts off, they're all speaking in the alien language, and so
it goes into the menu and changes it to English.
That's
yeah.
cute. I like that.
Yeah.
That
was all that the aliens said in Halo 1 was wart, wart, wart. That was it.
I see.
Is actually go, go, go backwards.
Yeah. All right. I learned that the aliens worship Halos.
Yes, they do.
Because every time someone says the word Halo, they all go, Halo.
Yeah, they worship the things until they figure out what they do.
That makes sense because of all the other religious gubbins attached. I do like that... So, as always with these kind of things, there are lots of little in-jokes.
Yep.
And so when Master Chief is getting a literal pile of awards, they include a statue of Kerrigan.
Oh, yeah, so they did, yeah.
And it also includes a little signed plaque from that says, "Thanks for saving the Xbox, Bill Gates."
That really happened. As in, Bill Gates gave Master Chief an award in real life. It happened.
Wow.
Master Chief is real, my friend.
That's good. also, yeah, after, what's her name, Miranda?
Yes.
Miranda. Is denied even a little gold star sticker, which I like.
It's good.
It's just cute.
It's very good.
Master Chief gets the sticker because he stubbed his toe.
Yeah.
And then he's still whining, and so the admiral, whoever he is,
says,
"Hey, do you want ice cream?" He's like, "Ice cream!
Yay, ice cream! Everything's better with ice cream."
Yeah. I also like later on during the torture scene where one of the little grunts who had previously started crying in the gallery because one of the big aliens shouted
and told him to be quiet.
In this one. Later on,
he points out, like, "We found the Earth. Where is it? It was over there."
And pans like, into the other window.
It's just there, and they're like, "Why didn't you say anything before?" "Because we were looking at Halo."
Yeah.
And then he the prophet smacks him, and he's like,
"He doesn't just smack him. He very slowly floats over and then smacks him. And it's the fact that you have the extra little bit of effort to get to the slap that makes that a genuinely good smack."
And then he starts crying.
Yeah. And then we get the best video game accomplishment gubbins, where Master Chief just gives a big speech while everything goes to shit. And then the sketch finishes with, like, you know, the Covenant invade the ship, and there's a big, big fight.
Yeah.
And then the A-Team theme starts playing, and we just get still screenshots of the fight, and then at the end, Master Chief is holding an American flag.
Which is amazing. That's a very 2004 thing.
It's an I didn't even think of that, but yes, it's extremely 2004. Except this cartoon is from 2006, and they should have known better.
Even then.
Yeah.
It still lines up with early orc culture.
It really does, yeah. In terms of animation, this is pretty solid.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all, you know, it's all, like, solid block characters and tweening and so on. Yeah. Everything looks quite polygony.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, given how much Halo did its best to disguise the polygony nature of its graphics.
It looks so much better than Halo 1 did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like how, you know, all the characters seem to look like the characters they're meant to be.
Yep.
I like that the aliens look properly alien-y.
Yep. They look how they're meant to.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So now we move on to the Super Flash Bros. Submission, which is called Return to Sender.
Yes.
And could you give us some background? Is this just so what happens next in the plot?
Yeah, so it's literally like a scene later on in the beginning.
All
where
right.
It's like, oh no, Master Chief, they've planted a bomb.
A bomb?
A bomb.
Oh,
they
no.
They planted a bomb on the ship, and they're like, and he's like, Master Chief, you gotta go down there and take care of it. But by the time you get down there, there's not enough time to actually defuse it. So he literally ejects it out the back door back to the aliens, flies through space with the bomb, reactivates it, and then flies to another ship. And then he lands on the ship, and Sergeant Johnson says another great line from the series, which is, for a brick, he flew pretty good.
Hey! Classic. So in this short, we've got Master Chief being chased by aliens. There are some good visual gags with his gigantic magazine in his gun.
Accurate, yeah.
And he's got a little bat and ball. He's got a little... he's got a spyglass for some reason, which I like. And then there's a joke about how the super machine gun?
The SMG, the submachine gun
is garbage. Is it garbage?
Is
that a thing?
It's kind of like, it doesn't get used a lot. And the joke about it having like this enormous recoil is absolutely true.
Okay.
Like you hold the button down, it's like, ah, shit, like looking at the fucking sky. You wouldn't really use it a lot in online multiplayer.
I get you.
Really only pick it up if, like, there was absolutely no other guns around.
So
it's only really useful if you have two of them.
So the verdict is, good joke?
Good joke.
Yeah. At one point, we just get a break to enjoy the kickin' rad music.
And Master Chief has an NG sword guitar, which is great.
It's extremely good.
It's good. And also we get the hold Y to dual wield drumsticks, which is good.
Because that's how you dual wield in the game.
Yep.
Yep. So some space pirates show up. And I have to ask you, because I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Those are just the space pirates from Metroid Prime,
those are
right?
Just the space pirates from Metroid
Okay,
Prime,
good. Yeah. So there's not just a coincidence that that Halo also has space pirates.
They don't really look like that in Halo.
Okay.
I think they are actually the space pirates from Metroid Prime.
Okay, that makes sense. Because
they've shown up
because
Master Chief has stolen one of Samus's powers and also
after killing her off the screen, yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
He does Master Chief turning into a morph ball and then bowling through the competition and then coming out of a ball return slot at the end. It's pretty good.
It's good, yeah.
In the background, a little Flash Brothers quip. Quip? That's not the word. A little Flash Brothers in-joke. As he's coming out of the bowling thing, you can see on the scoreboard behind him that Master Chief has got nothing but strikes. And also, Flash Bros. Dim and Dan have been playing, and Dim has got exactly 3 pins, while Dan has got nothing but strikes as well. So
yeah, uh-huh.
Yep. So that's cute.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I like the... also, there's another reference to Master Chief really wanting ice cream in this one.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah.
That's not like a thing, not that I'm aware of anyway.
Yeah. There was a line that you really enjoyed, which was Cortana saying, I know what you're thinking.
Oh, right, yeah. So in the actual game,
yeah.
It's when he drags the bomb into the elevator.
And it's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible
idea. She's like,
and
yeah.
She says the line, I know what you're thinking, and it's crazy. And in the game, he replies with like, so, just stay here. But in this, he's like, but what if monkeys could fly?
That classic monkey cheese bit.
It just caught me off guard.
Because
I was like, I know the actual line, but what's he going to say? Because I've seen this before. It was been ages since I watched it.
Yeah, I never watched it because obviously I just didn't have the connection, so I wouldn't have understood it. And I only mostly understand it now.
Yes.
But it's still fun.
It is very good fun.
Yeah. And then right at the end, he gets out a forklift so that he can pilot the alien ship.
Yeah. You know what? Forklifts show up at a bunch of different places in Halo games. And
really?
And you can never fucking drive them. It's infuriating. It's like, I want to drive a forklift. Fuck you, Bungie.
Have I never heard about forklifts being a thing in Halo?
I'm sure there are at least like one or two other Halo games, and you can never drive them. It's just like, I've got all these other cool vehicles I could drive, but I want to drive the forklift. If the Master Chief can pilot a tank, an alien spacecraft, and a little buggy jeep thing, then he can pilot a forklift.
Yes.
Bullshit. I want to drive a forklift. Fuck you, you don't even make the game anymore.
Yeah, he falls out of the ship. He lands on the windscreen of another ship,
uh-huh.
And they use a de-chiefer to wipe him off
because the windscreen wipers don't work.
Yeah, and also Neo is there.
Yes. A throwback to something about...
Matrix Hensley, yes.
Hensley, yeah.
Yeah, and then he sets the bomb, and he's got to escape, and so he does the cool Indiana Jones roll. But, oh no, he leaves his helmet behind, and he grabs it like Indiana Jones.
It's like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But then he's blown up the wrong ship, and he's like, oh, well, I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah.
And, like, you got the returning joke from earlier with the space pirates where one's like, I'm going to have a beer.
He just opens up a port in his helmet.
A thing in his helmet, and then the Master Chief does exactly the same
thing. Yeah, just pour the beer into the helmet.
He says, oh yeah, that's the stuff.
See, now I'm imagining, with the reference to ice cream, I'm imagining Master Chief opening up the port on the top of his helmet and just like soft serve ice cream going, just filling up the helmet from the inside.
I mean, you don't really get to see what's inside his helmet. There could be anything in there.
Ah, it's a man, though.
It's definitely just a dude. We don't know what's...
Well, he's a special dude.
We don't know what's inside the helmet other than his head.
Ah.
What I'm saying, there could be anything in there.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe he's got a facial tattoo like Gucci Mane.
God, I hope not.
So next we have Metal Maverick's Delta Halo.
Delta Halo, yeah.
Which might be a reference to something, I'm not sure.
There's a Delta Halo somewhere in the quote-unquote lore.
Yeah.
I forget where, but it's definitely a thing.
Yeah, so we get dropships that look like teeth.
Yeah.
And then
I was upset you called them teeth, but then I looked at them again. I was like, no, they do look.
They
like
look.
Teeth.
They just look like they either look like teeth or they look like the cat dad from Azumanga Daioh. See, there are the ears.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I do like that Metal Maverick's particular animation style means that when Master Chief does come out of the dropship, he's just got a tremendous head and a tiny little body.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the short is just Master Chief arguing with a man who has been playing Halo.
Who's called Steve. He's played Halo so much that Master Chief's taken over his entertainment center.
Oh no.
Oh no. And the guy's like, well, I don't want to play Halo anymore. I've played so much Halo, please let me go. And he just, in the end, just walks away.
And just starts playing
Mario 64. And Master Chief says, I better not be what I think it is.
Master Chief calls him a two-timing slut.
Yeah. And then the Xbox catches fire.
Yeah.
Which is a reference to something that really did happen.
To the original Xbox.
Or it might have been the 360, where...
The 360 had the red ring of death. The original Xbox did have a heat issue.
It had a heat issue. It was something to do with the power brick, which they've never fucking gotten rid of, and I don't get why. It's like, you have the console, and then, like, this power brick that you then plug another cable into and then into the mains.
Huh.
Whereas with the PlayStation 4, it's just, like, a cable from the PlayStation 4 to the mains. There's not like a brick, and it's been the same since the original Xbox. The Xbox One had the same fucking thing. And that was the thing that caused them so much trouble in the first place. Like, you'd think they'd eliminate that part of the problem.
Oh dear.
Like, eliminate that part of that step of the process, and maybe you won't have the issue with some of the fucking consoles catching fire, which they did. And also, apparently, they had that problem with the Xbox One as well. I was looking at it before to try to remind myself. Reportedly, this is from November 2017, Xbox One X is so lit that it can literally catch fire.
That's a very 2017 sentence.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, like, the Metal Maverick sketch doesn't really go anywhere.
Not really.
They just argue for 2 minutes and then the Xbox catches on fire. At one point, Master Chief does describe himself, however, as the best thing since toilet paper. Which is a line. It's alright.
I mean, you can't wipe your ass with him.
I mean, it would be very uncomfortable.
You could. Oh, what if there was Halo toilet paper?
If your ass was really itchy, though, because he's got lots of corners, it would be probably quite satisfying to use him as like a loofah.
Just use a normal loofah.
I'm
don't put Master Chief on your ball.
Obviously, if you have a loofah to hand, then use a regular loofah. But if you don't, and Master Chief is there,
PSA: do not use Master Chief to clean your butthole.
You don't. It doesn't have to be your butthole. It can be anywhere.
That's what everyone's thinking, though.
Okay. Moving on, the next sketch is entitled Once Again With Feeling by a creator called Headshot.
Yes.
Whose first name, I hope, is Boom. See, I was disappointed by this because I used to watch a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Uh-huh.
And Once More With Feeling is the infamous all-musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
And so, Once Again With Feeling, I was thinking, oh, is this going to be a sing-along? It's not.
No, because that's also the name of one of the missions in Halo 2.
Yeah, it's just
Once More With Feeling.
This one's more alien gubbins. I am guessing this happens later on in the game.
This is like at the end of the game.
The end of the game, yeah. Okay. So we've got this purple beard man who's an alien.
These aliens, they're called brutes because they're big and strong and they have hammers and they're strong.
Yep.
And they're big and now they're called brutes.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, this one, the animation's a bit more dynamic. You get some like actual smear frames of Master Chief turning his head now and then.
Yeah, you do.
You also get the Flood, which are these little flying evil prawns attacking him.
I love that. I mean, yeah, that's what they are, but yeah.
And Cortana, who's his computer buddy.
AI sidekick, computer buddy.
She's trying to give him advice, and he keeps telling her to shut up.
Yeah.
And then her advice is good, which is to use gun.
Use your guns.
Yeah, at one point she's just standing there while he's shooting the baddies, and the subtitle says, I'm naked, because Cortana is...
always naked.
She's naked, yeah. Because she's an AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AIs don't have any concept of shame.
No, speaking of no concept of shame, Master Chief says that he really hopes that the ship he's going to has a bathroom because he needs to take a dump.
He really needs to take a dump.
He really needs to take a dump. In this one, Master Chief and Cortana are just, like, rude and unpleasant to each other.
Yeah.
In a way that I'm sure is funnier if you've played the games, but just came off to me as a bit obnoxious.
They have playful banter in the games, but they're never rude to each other.
Oh, okay.
Not really. Even when they're, like, not on speaking terms, they're fairly polite to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but just the phrase "not on speaking terms" just makes me think of like a lover's quarrel, which I'm sure is how it's coded in the game.
Like, they get separated at some point. Like, the entirety of Halo 4 is like, you've got to find Cortana.
Okay.
And like, even when they meet up again, they meet up again, and then they're still not mean to each other then. So it doesn't really scan them being, like, really mean to each other.
But then, like, that was one of the, as we've covered extensively before, just characters being unnecessarily mean to each other was just the done thing in a lot of...
in a lot of, like, parody stuff.
Yeah. which, I don't know, it just doesn't hold up that well.
No.
Like, the joke is they hate each other, right?
Ah.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does save itself at the end, though, because once Master Chief gets to Earth?
Yeah, or just... he's going to a ship.
Okay, but like right at the end, oh, I thought he was on Earth, or maybe he's just having a dream sequence where it's him frolicking with a rainbow.
Yes.
And they're playing that Tiny Tim song.
He said it's actually the voice actor doing the song, I think.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's the voice actor doing it. He does a really good job.
He's doing a pretty good Tiny Tim at the end, yeah. And you got a happy son.
Yes.
Which brings us to the final sketch.
Yes.
Which is Delusions by Alex Leb.
Leb.
So who is the guy in the Adidas hat?
I don't know why they have given him an Adidas hat, because he does have a hat, but it's not...
I mean, does he have a big cigar in the original as well?
Yeah, that's Sergeant Johnson.
Sergeant Johnson.
He's the token fucking black character in all the fucking series.
That might be why they gave him an Adidas hat.
Yeah, he's the token black character in all the fucking series.
Okay.
Like, he's the one black character.
And in this one, he's attacking the aliens.
Yeah, which does happen in the game.
Yeah.
He steals what is... I think that's meant to be a...
A giant alien spider?
A scarab, it's called.
It's a giant robot spider.
And he does do this. He goes on a rampage with it a little bit.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, instead of firing a laser, it's got like a
camera. It's got a Polaroid camera attached. And there is... I genuinely do like the line, like the elite.
Yeah.
Is like, how many megapixels does that have? Because that was just when people were starting to care about that.
It's still relevant. You
know? Yeah.
That still holds up as a joke. Like, oh, how many megapixels is that?
Yeah. But then he says, yeah, enough to roast the entire world. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Then it turns out that no, it doesn't do anything. And the alien complains that the photo makes him look fat. And apparently he just found the machine in a flea market? Is that a joke? I don't know. He does have beers, though.
Again with the beer. This is ice cream and beer. It's such a fucking straight production. It's incredible. I mean, it's to be expected. It's a video game shoot game about, you know, aliens and shooting. So it's to be expected. But
yeah. Also, then he. So later on, there's a woman who's being held captive.
That's Miranda.
That's Miranda. Okay.
Yeah.
Miranda has to do a thing with a glowy stick.
Yeah.
But then Johnson.
Yeah.
Interrupts, and he presses a button on his rifle. That just plays some polka. and the polka goes on for way longer than you'd expect.
Which is good and funny.
Good.
And then he says, where's the laser sight on this thing? Which is also funny, because the battle rifle's never had a laser sight. It's got a very, very slight zoom, and that's all you get.
But doesn't Halo take place in, like, 400 years' time?
There's no laser sight in any Halo. At all, ever. You get to zoom in a little bit and a little bit more
extinct?
On some other guns.
What?
Oh, well, there's like one gun in Halo 3 which, like, when you hold the trigger down, it produces a laser. But, like...
You mean laser gun?
No, like, so it's like a little laser trail, and then what follows it is just this massive laser blast. It's not I wouldn't call it a laser sight.
Oh, so it's like a rail gun or something?
Kind of.
Okay.
It charges up and then it fires, and you use the, like, little laser to, like, lead the shot.
But basically there are no laser sights.
No, there's no laser sight in Halo.
That's genuinely surprising.
You get to zoom in a little bit on some guns.
Okay. Okay.
A little bit more if you've got the sniper rifle.
Okay. and then this is a scene from the end of the game, near the end.
Yeah, it's like right near the end where...
And you've got the floaty drone, which is that one 343 Guilty Spark?
That's the one, yeah.
Hooray.
343 Guilty Spark, there he is.
And the joke is that it's being told to show them, like, the message from the Halo.
Show them Halo's purpose. Show us Halo's purpose.
Halo's purpose. And it's a picture of the brute guy in a fancy dress, and he gets upset about this.
He gets embarrassed because he didn't want anyone to see that, but he looks great, and he shouldn't be embarrassed.
Yeah, there you go. Live your best life, Brute.
There you go.
Except he got stabbed with an energy sword.
With an energy sword that the Arbiter pulled out of a the plinth from fucking Zelda.
Of course,
Where the Master Sword is kept.
Yay! And then we finish with Master Chief doing a big evil cliffhanger, which I guess is how Halo 2 ended.
That is how Halo 2 ends, with Master Chief doing a big evil cliffhanger, yeah.
Yeah, and then he does a big evil laugh as well, which is quite fun.
Which is, again, what happens in the game.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So the last sketch, the animation is not as strong as some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
I think, and nor are the jokes. I do like the evil cliffhanger as a gag, because, and I'm sure that if I had been into Halo, I would have been like, "Ha ha, got him! Take that!"
There was a great joke. I can't remember who it was that did it, but someone did a Halo 2 abridged thing, and right at the end, he was like, "Master Chief, what are you doing on that ship?" And he just goes, "Halo 3, baby!" And then just ends the video.
Nice, great. Excellent. And then we finish with credits, and the credits do include
the Breaking Benjamin song from the Halo 2 soundtrack.
Yeah!
Which I immediately recognise, because of course.
Because of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's something about Halo 2. I can see why it was recommended.
Yes.
Because we've had this one on the list for a long time.
A long time.
And, it's a lot of collaborations. It's got its ups and downs.
Yes.
There are definitely stronger sketches, weaker sketches.
Yeah, but it generally holds together as a whole.
Yeah, I think so. I think the weakest point is probably the Delta Halo sketch, where it's just Master Chief and the guy arguing.
Yeah.
I really liked some of the scene setting in the first sketch, and the second one as well had some pretty good vistas.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it holds up pretty well.
It does indeed. I think you're right.
I think I'm right too.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Okay. Wow. All right, let's pivot away from that. Because I think it might be time to talk about some Flash.
Yes, there is something about Halo 2. Let me find. There it is. Okay. There's something about Halo 2. It's by the Super Flash Brothers, which also features Legendary Frog and Metal Maverick. So we have three names all working together, and we've seen them all before.
Yep.
We've talked about them all very extensively.
During the Matrix stuff as well.
During the Matrix stuff. Remember how we couldn't find anything about Metal Maverick?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I still can't find a goddamn thing about Metal Maverick. He just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Metal Maverick, if you're listening, write in.
Please write in. This was uploaded November the 8th in 2006.
Yes.
2006 gets further and further away from us by every passing year, and it's scary.
That is how time works.
That is how time works, and I hate it. It was front-paged. Weekly User's Choice. It was the review crew pick, and also it won Daily Feature.
No surprises there.
When I did the research for this, which was a little while ago, it had been viewed 1,158,349 times. It's gone up a little bit. It's now been viewed
100 times more.
100 times more, that's correct. So it's still getting views.
Yeah.
Even all this time later. Okay, so some of the other names that appear in something about Halo 2 for people that I could actually find things about. Epic Popcorn.
Epic Popcorn.
The Canadian animator who first uploaded to Newgrounds in 2004 and last uploaded in 2013. Primarily video game parodies and a handful of original stuff. Mm-hmm. Lists a website of epicpopcorn.com, which seems to have been bought by a popcorn company based in Indiana, USA. He does have a YouTube channel that most recently updated in 2015. The uploads are all in French, so he's French-Canadian.
Okay.
One of the uploads on YouTube features a video of Pitbull serving the Mario Brothers spaghetti.
I'm happy that
anyway,
that
he's pivoted to Twitch streaming now.
All right. So which of the animators is that? Is that Headshot or is that...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who's who. I just went off based off the credits that are listed. We've got Spiky Blue. Another French-Canadian animator.
Ah.
Only 4 uploads to Newground between 2006 and 2013. 2 of them being collaborative efforts alongside Epic Popcorn, so the 2 of them work together fairly frequently.
Oh, okay.
All of them being video game related except for his 2007 upload, Deadly, quote unquote, Deadly Halloween.
Ooh, well, that's already on the list for the next.
So it looks like he set up a Let's Play series with his girlfriend on YouTube, which started in 2013 and was abandoned in 2014.
Oof.
Reminder, 2014 was now 6 years ago.
Thanks.
So I did a little bit more digging for Spiky Blue.
All right.
And it looks like that he's now a member of Hershey Marketing.
Oh.
I found a quote from him that says, "I am leading a team managing a portfolio of brands in the chocolate and snacking category." That's put in his LinkedIn profile. So I'm glad someone on this earth is living their best life.
Okay, wait. If his name is Mathieu, then that means that Headshot is him.
Is him. So he's Spiky Headshot was Spiky Blue.
I think so.
And
yes.
Epic Popcorn was the other one.
Epic Popcorn would be Alex Lab. Yeah.
So he's working for Hershey's now on the marketing team.
Wow. All right.
And then that's all the research that I got for There's Something About Halo 2.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, the waters run wide but shallow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Let's finish off with some comments.
Let's have a look. Comments were difficult because a vast majority of them was like, this isn't very good compared to the first one.
Okay. Well, we don't know that.
We don't know
we
that.
We haven't watched the
but
first
that was
one.
The majority of the comments for this. But we got some stuff, so let's read it.
Okay. So, Justin Patrick, 1011, in June of 2011,
mm-hmm.
Said, "Like Rays, like the Rays the game too, because as there was a Sergeant Johnson." What?
Yeah. Because there was a Sergeant Johnson. Like Rays. I don't know who Rays is.
What's
or
Rays?
What that is. Maybe he's making a reference to popular gaming brand Razer.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Justin Patrick, explain yourself.
Please explain what you meant. Because we don't... There was a Sergeant Johnson, but why is that good or important to you? We would like to know. Anyway, Jelly-Popcorn. In December 20th, 2007, he said, "Hey, what's with this? I was stuffing around on the loading screen and I found this red writing saying Metroid is better than Halo. What does that mean?"
Oh, that sounds like an Easter egg.
What does that mean? I think it means that someone who worked on this thinks that Metroid is a little bit better than Halo, maybe.
I mean, at the time, because the Halo games were coming out, especially the first two, around the same time the Metroid Prime games were coming out. Actually, no. Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3 came out about the same time as Halo 1, 2,
they
and 3.
Did. Uh-huh.
And I do remember some feuds.
There were feuds because it was too...
It was hella console warsy.
Yeah, it was two very, very large protagonists in
power armor,
first-person shooter, competing platforms. So you got some real fucking... internet fights.
Oh yeah,
some real intense internet fights.
Many of
it
which
was very console wars.
Yeah, I mean there is one of the. Let me try that again. Another cartoon that we've been asked to look at by more than a couple of people is Metroid versus Halo.
Yeah,
which is on the list, which we will get to at some point. Don't worry.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it. We're fine.
We'll do it. Yeah, it's fine.
Moxanot. On Christmas Eve of 2006, said, "I'll never sleep good again. Other than that, pretty good." Which is a reference to when the brute is revealed in the dress.
What does he mean that he'll never sleep good again?
No, that's the line.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
All right.
And finally...
No, so we got the Quinn Bader... In November 2006, said, "Sweet, am no big fan of Halo or Halo 2. This movie is good, though. I like it, even though I don't own an Xbox.
Same.
All the parts have their own ups and downs, and Metal Maverick, where is the new Gamer Extreme?
Yeah, Metal Maverick.
Where's the new Gamer Extreme? That's a question we all really got to ask ourselves on the inside. Where is the new Gamer Extreme, and how do we get there?
So we've also got Al Fricks, who on December 21st of 2008 gave this 0 stars and said, okay, this is gonna hurt people, but Halo games stink, sad face. Just a waste of discs and MB.
Okay.
Oh. And finally.
Yeah. Finally, we have KS Killer, July 23rd, 2007. You say, great work. Awesome. This is so funny. Nice job, guys. Absolutely no stars out of 10.
0 stars. Five. There we go. As is tradition.
As is traditional.
So great. That was. There's something about Halo 2.
There is something about Halo 2.
You know, there is something about there Halo is something 2. About yeah.
It. Yeah.
We're going to pivot to something very different.
Oh.
So it's something that we covered way, way, way back when in one of our first episodes, and you had a very severe physical reaction to.
Yes.
So we watched Orphan House episodes 1 and 2.
I did watch Orphan House. Way back when. That was ages ago.
And I think it's damn right around time.
Damn time we went back and looked at Orphan House again.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at Orphan House, the movie 3. We're going to be starting with the trailer entitled Kill Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to move on to Orphan House 3 proper. Unfortunately, they just don't seem to work on Newgrounds.
What?
As in, if you click on them, you see the opening splash screen.
There's the loader.
But
it's not loading.
Yeah, but the loading bar doesn't work for either of them, and it also doesn't work for yeah, it just doesn't work.
You need to get better internet.
No, it's not that. I've like updated flash drivers. I've tried different browsers. It just doesn't work.
I know.
So the we're going to be watching
not loading in 2020 is inherently funny.
I know, right? And so we're going to be watching these on the YouTubes. Please forgive us for our sins. Definite flashing lights, epilepsy warning, as you might expect for Orphan House.
You know, for a second there.
You call that a trailer?
Yes, indeed. So,
I have absolutely no words to describe how that. Oh, wow!
After the all
absolute
that,
absolute fucking balls. God. Biggest fucking balls on the internet, I swear to Christ. Yes. Oh my God. Fucking hell.
So
go on, yeah. You please explain.
Orphan House 2 had come out in 2003, right?
Yeah.
A year later, we get the Orphan House 3 trailer, Kill Billy, which we'll discuss shortly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after another year, we finally got this, Orphan House 3.
Yeah. Except.
So Orphan House 3.
Except.
Orphan House 3 is literally just. It's literally just. Billy says, "You suck." Housemaster says, "Fuck you." Hits Billy in the face, killing him instantly. And then we get 4.5 minutes of anime-style credits.
That first part takes 6 seconds.
Yes.
So you get 6 seconds of, like...
Of Orphan House.
Of Orphan House before...
Four
and a half minutes of credits.
Of gentle anime song.
So the first half of the credits is, well, the first quarter of the credits...
The first chunk of the credits.
Is like, here are the people that actually worked on Orphan House.
Yeah, special thanks...
Yeah.
And then shout out to
after that, and he's like, people who are not related to the project who I found in the phone book.
Yes.
And it is a long...
It's just an alphabetical list by surname from Maya to... Zargo.
Zargo. From M to Z.
And in true anime credit style, we just get... Excuse me. And in true anime credit style, we just get the housemaster walking toward the camera, but since it's half in house, it's just two frames of animation.
He wobbles back and
forth. He just wobbles back and forth.
4.5 minutes.
Yes.
While some credits play.
Yeah, and then...
2 fucking years.
And then right at the end, we get, and you, which is a nice thing to do at the end of the credits. It's, and you for pissing me off.
Dedicated to how much I totally hate all of you. And that's the end of the video.
That's the end
of... 2 fucking years.
That's Orphan House 3, baby!
Oh my god.
It is an absolute stonker of a prank.
It's a colossal fuck you.
It's great. I would have been upset. I'm sure I would have been upset. But at the same
looking
time...
Looking back on it from the future, this is an incredible power move.
It really is. Ah, Mr. Roo could just... Ah.
Once again, reminder, Mr. Roo...
Is not kill.
Is not kill.
Yeah.
Reminder.
You know what is kill, though? Kill Billy.
Kill
which
Billy,
is the actual Orphan House content, which is the trailer for this, which is basically the Kill Bill Part 1 trailer redone with Orphan House and Orphan House jokes and characters.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's pretty fun.
It's a really good trailer.
Yeah, it made me nostalgic for, like, hey, I want to watch Kill Bill again.
Yeah. Kill Bill was a long time since I saw Kill Bill.
Such a long time, yeah. So, obviously, Housemaster is the bride.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You've got one of their characters from Dot Hack is Pai Mei, which I enjoyed. Instead of the Bruce Lee Game of Death suit, it's the Bruce Lee Game of Death suit, but with question marks all over it, because it's Housemaster. You get little shots of, like, them doing big fights in fighting game style. Instead of the Hattori Hanzo sword, it is a Hello Kitty vibrator.
I was going to ask you if that is what that's meant to be.
That is 100% a Hello Kitty vibrator, yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
the Crazy 88 are represented by Pringles tubes.
Uh-huh.
It's extremely stupid, but in a lovable way.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Honestly, like, just having 2 minutes of Orphan House is a pretty good chunk.
Yeah, it's not. It's pretty good, because, like, the previous Orphan Houses weren't exactly that much longer.
No, they were. They were longer.
Were they?
Yeah.
I'm just forgetting how long they went on for.
Orphan House 2 was like 8 minutes.
Oh, 8 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. So this is a more condensed amount of that. Orphan House.
It's still pretty good, though, like you say.
Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, it uses the actual Orphan House as a shuriken in one shot, which is nice. It recreates the shots from the trailer pretty well. And then right at the end, you know, where it's, do you really think it would be that easy? And then the bride is meant to be like, you know, for a second there, I did. But in this, since it's Housemaster, it's just, you know, for a second there.
He starts fucking screaming.
Screaming and writhing around. And then Tarantino appears at the end and is upset at Woogie, the dog, for making it. Because, you know.
It's Orphan House.
It's Orphan House. So yeah, that's about it. What do we think?
God, just the fact that we have this great, like, this amazing trailer which shows, like, all this stuff, and it's like, oh wow, Orphan House 3 is gonna be so good. Like, look at this trailer, it's amazing. And it was off like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's all this cool stuff happening. And then the actual Orphan House 3 is like 6 seconds
it's
of animation.
6 seconds of content.
And then 4.5 minutes of just random shit, like just a credits crawl.
Yeah.
Most of which is comprised of people who probably don't even know Arthur House exists.
Yeah. Yeah. It's genius.
It is absolutely fucking masterful. That is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's great.
No other fucking prank will top that. It's like, haha, here's a cool trailer. Just kidding, I hate you all. 2 years later.
Yes, exactly.
Good God.
Yeah. So, it's Orphan House. We've talked about Orphan House before. Yeah. We've talked about Neutrino and Mysteru. Yeah. Before.
He's not kill.
So, you're completely right.
Yeah.
So I think let's just go into some comments.
Okay,
let's finish out with some nice comments.
Let's have a look at what the comments say for Orphan House, the movie 3.
So, Orphan House, let's start with the trailer.
Okay.
So, some guy, April 10th of 2004, for the trailer, said, WTF? What the fuck? This is so fucked up and random. Cool.
That's exactly how he said it. Great Tiger, April 10th, 2004. He said, are you daft, woman? Tantalizing. I, of course, am referencing the mythological Tantalus, who was unable to eat nor drink for all eternity.
Thanks, Great Tiger.
Thanks for that Great Tiger.
I like when people's internet comments include a footnote.
I wish things were like that, more like that nowadays.
And so for the actual Orphan House 3, the credit spectacular, you want to start with the first one?
You've got Big L69.
Nice.
In January 9th, 2020,
yep.
So like
a
few weeks ago, this makes 2001 A Space Odyssey look like disaster movie.
And a full 5 out of 5, of course.
Yeah, a full 5 out of 5. As is correct.
Look who it is! It's our old friend Aerocho.
Hi,
Aerocho. March of 2018, said, I remember back when people used phone books. I think this may, in fact, be the most epic credits gag in the history of fiction.
Uh-huh.
At least you didn't technically lie to us in the author comments. What were the author comments? Shit. The author comments for Orphan House 3.
The trailer.
No, this is for 3.
As promised, Orphan House movie 3 is here.
The author comments for Orphan House 3 are...
As promised, Orphan House the movie 3 is here. In this epic finale, Housemaster must defeat his longtime rival and creator, Billy. The violence that ensues is a biblical battle in this 2 years-in-the-making masterpiece, which lasts almost 5 minutes. We hired animators from all across the world and spent $7,000 on this production.
Aerocho continues, well, I doubt you spend $7,000 on it.
Probably not.
I also doubt it took 2 years to make. That music's pretty good. I wish I was one of the people in the credits. Then again, I don't even know where you live. I think this set a record for shortest movie ever made in relation to credits. You should call Guinness World Records. It certainly works percentage-wise.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Well, speaking of the credits, in the actual credits, I really like, because this is, you know, from 2004.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Sorry, 2005.
Uh-huh.
Wait, which is it? No, I'm wrong. This is from 2005.
Yeah.
So in the credits, it does, it, you know, you got your regular online handles like Ravenworks and Jangspa. But you also get the IRC channels
hash SFNet
and hash Orphan House.
Yeah, of course.
Cause you see, you gotta shout out the IRC chat.
Shout out the IRC channel.
They're they're the true
fans. Where all the cool kids hang out.
Yeah. Oh, and there's some, and of course, there's someone called Chaos Knight. Knight with a Y.
With a Y. I think anyone's like hanging out in the Orphan House like IRC like right now.
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Mr. Roo is hiding.
Mr. Roo is trapped. Like Jeff Bridges in Tron Legacy.
And they've aged him they've aged him down and it looks really weird.
I mean, well, Mr. Roo is a cartoon cat person.
And still It's uncanny. I don't like looking at it. But Ice Fox in September 26th, 2005.
This is the last comment I found.
They said, a masterpiece. He's truly a virtuoso of our times. I too cried. Such an emotional final scene. A wonderful middle finger to those fans who are constantly, impatiently, and rudely jabbing at Rue for Orphan House of the Movie 3's completion. Here's to the real Orphan House of the Movie 3 when it finally comes out. Hopefully I will stop crying over this heartstring-tugging masterpiece by then. Bravo! Bravo!
Yeah, so that's Orphan House 3.
That's Orphan House 3.
Hey, Flashketeers, you wanted it, you got it.
Fucking amazing.
So I think it's time to rifle through our wonderful little bag of emails.
Go on, then.
Go on, then. We've got time for a couple of emails. Where are they? Here they are.
Oh, no, we lost the emails.
Is this one we can read out? No, it's not. This is just a recommendation.
Okay,
so, here we go. So, the email prompt for you Flashketeers was the same as last time, because it was really fun, which is, hey, you should write in and tell us about some weird stories from your old internet community days. And we got a couple of stonkers. Here is the first one. It's a follow-up from ARP, A-R-P, who said, more forum shenanigans. Before the forum I mentioned before got sold to a porn site, there was a thread that was specifically for insulting people, in an attempt to curb forum drama, but giving people a place to hurl vile shit at each other in a controlled environment.
Okay, yeah.
Which was weird, but weirder still was it was in its own section, so it could be modded by one guy who was an asshole to everyone else on the forum anyways, and who wouldn't stop trying to recruit me to the US Air Force. I was 16 at the time.
Holy shit.
After the porn apocalypse, my friend made a new forum in an attempt to keep everyone still together, but it died pretty quick after my best friend and I had an impromptu rap battle in a thread.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Why does it have to be a reason? Fuck it, it's 2006 and you're on a BB fucking message board. Fuck it.
Join the Navy.
Join the Navy.
Join the Air Force. Hey, you. ARP 69 XX bloody tears XX.
Join the Navy.
You want to join the Air Force? You post good. You want to carry a gun?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, when I look back at, you know, the Newgrounds forums from the mid-2000s, what I think is, yes, these people should be able to fly bombers.
These are the people we want defending our country. Ah, Jesus fucking Christ.
I know, right? Josh. You want to take Josh's?
Josh says, good morning. What have you done?
I don't know. It's a viewing time message, okay. But there's nothing else to view. Anyway.
Okay. It says, good morning, flashbackers. I used to post in the stonerock.com forum.
That's actually a stoner rock.
Stonerock.com forums. Cool, nice, yeah. Forums back in the mid to late aughts, which would occasionally have a semi-famous musician lurking in there. I had my first hands on my face squealing happy senpai notice me moment when the bass player from a fabulous rock band responded to a joke I'd made with, holy shit, dude, lol. Also, you should totally call your back catalog of episodes Flash in the
Panoply.
Panoply.
That's a cute idea. I like it. Also, you've got to tell us who that
was. Who was it?
You can't just email saying, yes, a bass player from a famous rock band. There are so many bass players.
The dirt. We want the dirt you have on this famous bassist.
What the hell?
Who was it?
Okay.
Semi-famous, though. We talk like Z, it's like C to D tier kind of popularity.
I don't know.
Somewhere around there, maybe.
Maybe it was the bass player from Breaking Benjamin.
Would you imagine?
And finally, we have a bumper email from Elohim.
Elohim, you didn't have to write all those words, but we're glad that you did.
Elohim emailed in to say, dear Flash in the Pan, y'all are cool, and thank you for sharing all your enthusiasm for the past. Just so, so much. Aw.
Aw, thank you.
So here is my funny story of the past. Ooh. I only heard of this through the results of what happened. So, furrydom. Oftentimes in the furry space, it's expected that you wind up getting art of a version of yourself as an animal person, mm-hmm. a fursona.
Yeah.
It's a visual media, and culturally one of the ways we bond is over art.
Yeah.
However, art costs money, and it's hard to get money if you are a young, dumb, full of compassion person. Nice save there, LOM. Enter this guy. Some dingus called, if I remember, Inflatable Wolfie.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively yeah. unknown, but came up with a beautiful strategy of half-formed English and half-formed thoughts. Basically, he mass-spammed everyone he was following on the local art site, informing them that they're part of a super amazing contest. The goal of his contest was to draw his character in insert specific niche interest here. I mean, we can probably guess from the name Inflatable Wolfie. The goal was to draw his character for free. As in, hey, make me free art as part of this contest. What would happen if you won, you might ask? Why, you'd get to join a commission involving the two of your characters. And by join in, I mean you'd get to win the chance to buy art for the two of us. Oh, that's a scam. That's a proper scam.
That's a scam, yeah.
Clearly, the local artists couldn't wait to join such an exciting and fun contest, mostly by mercilessly dunking on the guy. The reason I know about this tale is because someone made a full-scale flash animation as an entry to his contest, even going so far as to actually fake out on quality, starting looking super professional during the intro and credits, then immediately going to scribble quality and janky animation to match, bad voice recording distortion and shit posting. So basically Offenhouse style, I guess so. It was one of my favorite bits of the early 2000s. Even if I haven't seen that particular video in years, it seems to have long been scoured from the internet, alas. So yeah, that's basically it. Thank you all so much for continuing to make this wonderful bit of podcast magic. Thank you very much, Alan. And thank you for bringing the story of Inflatable Wolfie to Flash Your Tears, young and old, far and wide.
Recorded forever.
But like, that's a thing that brands do now, though. Hey, artists, you should send in some free artwork
of the
Wendy's girl.
And maybe we'll send you, like, one free 10% off coupon for some shit nuggets.
So maybe Inflatable Wolfie now works at, like, Target
It could happen.
Yeah, in PR.
It could happen. Anything could happen.
Oh, dear. Inflatable Wolfie, if you're listening, please write in.
Please write in. I want to talk about the other bit of internet kind of famous people interacting with story that I have.
Yes.
That I didn't get a chance to last time.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say 2011. There was a video made. I forget what the name of the channel was, but there was a video made about. It was about Metroid.
Okay.
And
on YouTube.
It was on YouTube, and they kind of like build the video as this super women friend, like, hey, cool, we're taking a look at like awesome games fronted by women, like, well, with female characters.
Yeah.
And like they super sexualized Samus, like, by talking about like her boobs and stuff and comparing her to Lara Croft.
Right.
And that made me like really super uncomfortable at the time. I was like, hey, this seemed like it was gonna go like one way. You seemed like it was gonna be like really cool and inclusive. And then you just spent the whole time like high-fiving each other over how awesome it would be if you got to bang Samus.
Yeah.
And like I basically like made a response video which doesn't exist anymore. I was like, hey, that was super fucking shitty of you. Maybe don't do that. And you know who replied?
Who replied?
Brentalfloss.
Complained
about me and my video and how at least they were trying to make something original, whereas all my stuff was like based on like video games.
Ah.
Which is... is a hell of a fucking thing coming from the guy who puts the lyrics to video game songs.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah.
Well, thank you for airing your rental floss beef.
Rental floss yelled at me one time because his friends were sexist and I said that wasn't good to do.
Yeah. Rental floss, you should come in on the show. You can fight it out.
Yeah, absolutely. He probably doesn't even remember. I just remember because at the time I was like, fucking seriously, this dude?
Maybe he does remember. Maybe it keeps him up at night.
Cool.
maybe he's got a shrine with your comment cross-stitched and framed.
I think I remember my comment being okay, but you didn't address the fact that, like, your friends were super shitty.
Yeah. Shrug.
What were you gonna do? It was 2011, and I was trying to fight the corner of feminism.
Yeah, you were ahead of your time in
way ahead
in video game feminism. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, and thank you, listeners, Flashketeers, for sending in your emails.
Yeah,
do keep them coming to flashinthepancast@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, lyrics to a song you wrote when you were 12 years old. I don't know. Just email in. It'll be fun. Maybe you'll get read out.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I do have a prompt for next time.
Oh my goodness.
Which is this is not as much of a posse kind of thing as usual, but you know, we have some ups and downs.
Okay.
And inspired by the majesty of Arfenhouse 3, I would like you to write in to the email address I just mentioned, which is flashinthepancast@gmail.com, and tell us about the things you waited for the longest that surprised you, either in a positive or a really negative way.
I really don't need to go into that. I made a very long video series about my thing. That's available at VNDLP, youtube.com/VNDLP. Watch my Let's Play of Banjo-Kazooie. Nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts, yeah. But yeah, speaking of your YouTube channel,
yes,
you have other things on the internet.
I have
what are they?
On the internet, you have my Twitter account. It's twitter.com/dex01.
Yep.
I have music that lives on my Bandcamp, alexvalentine.bandcamp.com, and there's my music also appears on Spotify and Apple Music. If you search for Alexandra Valentine, it's all there on Spotify and Apple Music. Well, not all of it, but some of it's there.
Nice.
Some more recent stuff is on Spotify and Apple Music. I know I think I said this last time, but I am going into a studio really soon to record
music.
Some of the stuff that I've already put out, but at, like, a much better quality. And there will be some video that goes with it as well.
Ooh.
There's going to be video of the band performing, which I plan to release alongside the EP we're putting together.
Sounds good.
Which I just came up with a name for on the train yesterday.
Cool. Cool. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at Gertrude Perkins. That's Gertrude, P-R-K-N-S. You can find my joke Twitter account, which is at True Music Facts 2. Where else would you be able to find out that Lady Gaga has described herself as the world's number one angry video game nerd fangirl? Anyway, you can also find stuff on Twitter for the podcast, which is at FlashITPancast or FlashItPancast.
We tend to tweet out announcements for when the podcast episodes go up.
Yeah.
It's probably the best way to find out when the podcast episodes have gone up, apart from subscribing to the RSS feed.
You should subscribe to the RSS feed. You should subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on all your podcatchers.
Follow us on Twitter as well. That's nice.
Yeah, and you should
see numbers go up.
Speaking of numbers, you should give us numbers out of 5. Hopefully 5 stars if you like us. Give us reviews. Leave reviews, leave ratings, all of that good stuff to trick the algorithm into showing people our content.
Because it's good when new people find us.
Yeah, and speaking of finding us, you can find us and all the cartoons we talked about and all of our previous Flash in the Panoply at flashinthepancast.com. And thank you once again to our delightful host, Alicia Goranson. You can find her work, writing, game dev, and all that gubbins at alicia-goranson.com. So until next time, I've been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And I know what you're thinking. And it's crazy.
What if monkeys really could fly?
Have a great flash.
Flash in the pan.
I'd almost forgotten about Energy Sword Sunday.
How could you forget?
I don't know.
The only Halo meme that survived the aughts.
That survived the purge.
Yeah.
Sunday, Energy Sword Sunday.